In a world where trust on store shelves is an illusion, where every whiskey release claims to be the best that's ever been, where brands have traded quality for clever marketing, one show dares to take a stand. This is Unfiltered Access, presented by Public Barrel.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access, the show that gives you an inside look at the whiskey industry. I'm your host, Dan.
I'm Michael.
And Michael, in our glass, is a very interesting pour. We're actually having a little bit of a theme today with a distillery that is now closed slash revitalized and rebranded. But in our glass is a whiskey that was distilled in 2018 by OZ Tyler Distillery. And OZ Tyler Distillery is now famously known as Green River. And they had a proprietary mash bill of 70% corn, 21% rye, and 9% malted barley. And this is that mash bill. And it's been double oaked. And I'm glad to share it with you.
Yeah.
So this was a round of barrels that we acquired out of, and when I say we acquired it, Michael and I obviously own a MDP called Public Barrel, which is a non-distilling producer. We source barrels from other distilleries and give them further treatment, whether it be double oaking, whether it be
blending,
you know. We don't adulterate it any, we don't cut it, everything's unfiltered, uncut. But this is a double oaked OZ Tyler, and really, really cool whiskey. We're going to get into further later in the show a little bit more about OZ Tyler Green River, give a little bit of backstory, but kind of just off the cuff, I'm really excited about these pours.
Yeah, so this one, we famously named it Char's Attacks.
Yep.
And the reason being, obviously, y'all can't see this, but it has little speckles of char that made it through the filter. And if you're familiar with the movie Mars Attacks, it's got a Mars Attacks theme as the label. So
yeah, a bunch of little Martians charring barrel staves with flamethrowers. But it's a fun whiskey. We've got probably 16 barrels of this double oaking, and it's double oaking in 6-year Willett Family Estate bourbon barrels.
Yeah, I think those Willett barrels have done a tremendous job with the whiskey itself. Like, the whiskey itself isn't bad, but I think it gives it another dimension that I'm very pleased with.
Yeah, and you know, it's a slight gamble when you toss whiskey into other barrels and hope that they marry well. And I think that the initial results of these is just astoundingly good.
So much so that we're talking about trying to acquire more.
Yeah, exactly. So it's today we're going to talk quite a bit about OZ Tyler. We're going to talk about Green River. We're going to talk about some local support for the brand that we've got with local retail. And then I think we can go ahead and launch
the Feel Good Story of the Week, sponsored by Capsulite.
This week's Feel Good Story, sponsored by Capsulite. Go to capsulite.com, CAPSULYTE.com, and use code UNCUT30, all caps, UNCUT, the number 30, for 30% off your order at capsulite.com. Feel good the next day after drinking, and give your little liver some support too. This week's Feel Good Story is actually that we have completed our first round of pre-buy. So we had a group of individuals support Public Barrel's launch by subscribing to the first round of 10 barrels, and we finally completed it this week.
Yeah, think of it as like a Kickstarter, like the company or the website, but instead of doing tiers, it's just like one price, and you got 10 different releases through Public Barrel, and learned a lot through that process. And yeah, happy to be out on the other side.
Yeah, it was a breath of fresh air seeing that pallet wrapped up and out the door heading to D.C. We use a fulfillment partner in Washington, D.C. called Bourbon Direct for almost all of our fulfillment. And they, you know, they'll handle direct shipping out of D.C. to anybody that places orders online, but also through to fulfill this pre-buy group. And It's refreshing to know that we were able to complete something. It was, honestly, it gave me some peace that it had weighed on me quite a bit mentally, emotionally, just, you know, the expectation to try to provide value over and above and to impress, and to also the pressure to source whiskey that just truly exemplified what I think that we can bring to the market that's not currently out there.
Yeah, I'm definitely pleased with getting all the releases done. I think we shipped out, what, 5 or 6 barrels last week?
We shipped out 6 barrels last week.
Yeah. Those weren't all the pre-buy. We didn't wait till the very end and release all of them. Some of them were special releases like Lightwood Farms, which I believe we talked about last week. But
yep, and then we had a single barrel on that pallet as well for a group in Ohio, or a part of a single barrel, and then there was some other stuff that you'll see online, but it was a really good feeling to get those out.
Yeah. Part of the last release of the pre-buy was a double oaked rye, which that's the first time we've ever released anything rye. So yeah, it felt special to kind of check that one off.
It was good too. We were waiting as long as we possibly could with that double oak to bottle that. That was the last thing bottled on the last day, just to give it every ounce of oak it could get. And it was well worth it.
We gave it a really special name and a fun label too.
Yeah, yeah. Not necessarily radio friendly, but the it actually is also Green River Rosie Tyler distillate as well. It's Kentucky 95.5, which you don't see often. As a mash bill out of Kentucky, it's usually associated with MGP in Indiana. But really, really fun to get that out.
Yeah, that 95.5 rye mash bill from Kentucky sort of is public barrel in a nutshell, where we kind of do things a little different. We release things different. You know, when you think of 95.5 rye, like Dan had mentioned, you think of Indiana rye, MGP rye, but it's from Kentucky.
Yep. On in other news, slightly less feel-good story, have you ever heard of Whiskey House of Kentucky?
I don't think I have.
It's a contract distiller that apparently opened in 2024, which, you know, timing could have been better. But it was from 3 guys that started Bardstown, and they put a ton of money into it, but they had some layoffs actually announced today. They laid off 30% of their workforce because they're only at about 60% capacity. And I wanted to make a note about that because, one, it is relevant. It is indicative that distilleries are having to tighten their belt a little bit as the market corrects. But you look at the fervor for the Wild Turkey Gold Foil release and a $400 price point, and people are, you know, lining up for something like a 50-something thousand bottle release at that price point, and then distilleries are laying off. And I think that it is indicative that the market is expecting better juice, and there's no demand for 2-year and 3-year whiskey. And I think there shouldn't be, because it's not comparably any good, you know, to make. That's actually one thing that we're going to talk about with Ozzie Tyler, to try to make 2-year whiskey drink more attractive to a more refined palate, I think is a mistake. I think just put down more barrels and let them rest, you know, give them time. I think that in 10 years, we're going to see a desert of good 8 and 9 year juice because of so many companies reducing production right now. And I think that's kind of short-sighted. I think the market's always going to be there for good aged whiskey.
100%.
And we're seeing it right now. I mean, you know, you look at the stuff that's selling right now, and you can get $400 for a 16-year bottle. Why not try to put down more barrels for that? Mm-hmm. But if you want to ask us any questions, email us at info@publicbarrel.com. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram at Public Barrel, and the show is Unfiltered Access on every major podcast platform.
Wine Express in Five Forks has the upstate's largest selection of whiskey. From craft to ultra rare to an unrivaled selection of exclusive single barrels, including many from the hosts of Unfiltered Access. If you're looking for that hard-to-get allocated release, they have that too. And every point you spend adds up to reward your loyalty. If it's available in South Carolina, you'll find it at Wine Express Five Forks.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access, the show that lifts the veil on the whiskey industry.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access. I'm Dan.
Michael.
Michael, in front of us, we have a very exciting OZ Tyler to continue the last segment. It is an 8-year Kentucky straight bourbon at 132.1 proof. That's 66.05% alcohol. Of a mash bill of 70-21-9. Normal mash bill, except for instead of being 21% wheat, this is 21% rye, this is 21% wheat. And so we have a wheated Kentucky bourbon sitting in front of us, and we'll go ahead and
now for the pick of the week provided by Wine Express.
The pick of the week is a barrel from what do they call themselves? The Upstate Bourbon Group or E1BG. I don't know what it stands for, but it's a very bespoke bourbon group up here in the upstate of South Carolina. Our friend Michael came out with a bunch of friends, Ray J, Chris, a few others, and picked a incredible barrel that they named Tested and Refined. And it is available at State Spirits and Shot ABC in both Boiling Springs and Simpsonville.
Yep. Went to Boiling Springs. I used to live in Boiling Springs.
Yeah.
As of 2 weeks ago. I thought that was a little ironic that the store, you know, just a, not stone's throw, but just down Highway 9 from where I live, released a public barrel, but I was already moved out at that point. So I went to Simpsonville, which is a lot closer to my new house, during lunch today, and was pleased to see both of them sitting on the shelf and enjoying it right now.
Yeah, the Simpsonville location is and the public shopping center on West Georgia Road in Simpsonville runs parallel to Fairview. If you were to go, I think that's Neely Ferry Road, it'll hit that, and it's in that big public shopping center. But you can also find it at State Spirits on Wade Hampton Boulevard and the Shot ABC in Boiling Springs. I'm not sure where in Boiling Springs
right
is.
Off Highway 9. Almost to Inman.
Just like everything in Boiling Springs.
Yeah, yeah. What isn't off Highway 9 there? Yeah, so it's actually, ironically, also in the same plaza as Publix off of Highway 9.
Seems like they have a plan that works for them.
Yeah.
So I think that we can go ahead and talk a little bit about OZ Tyler, and we're going to get into a segment and the next window that we call the question of the day. So we'll kind of roll that into that. But to start, OZ Tyler took over and revitalized the old Medley distillery from the Medley family in Owenton, Kentucky back in 2014, I believe. The distillery was in pretty good shape, so I think they got it actually running and distilling in June or July of 2016. And Jacob Call was the head distiller. He is now the head distiller of Western Kentucky Distilling Company, and they release a product called Silk Velvet that is a 75-21-4 mash bill that he distilled while he was at OZ Tyler. And they had a process, and we'll get into that in the next segment, that will be a little more dedicated to what it was, what it effectively did, and why for a little while there OZ Tyler had a stigma about it, even though the whiskey is, you know, the proof is in the pudding and the whiskey is phenomenal. So, but it is a distillery that is now currently owned and operated by Green River. Green River being a sister company from Bardstown Bourbon Company. It's under the Lofted Spirits umbrella. And they produce that 70-21-9 mash bill still. They do not do the TerraPure process that OZ Tyler TerraCentia became infamous for. And they were very famously barreling all of their whiskey in Kelvin Cooperage Char-4 fire-toasted barrels. And we have we had 12 of those that we got back in, August of last year?
Yeah, a few of them were landed, or a few of them have landed in the upstate. So
yeah, the Fireside Perfection at Bourbon Barn, and then the Caramel Apple Decadence. Yeah.
Yep. At Wine Express.
Those barrels are really, really good. The Kelvin does wonders. I think that you the exception of a few really good barrels at 6 years, you really need to stretch that Kelvin out to 7.5, 8, 9 years to really get the full, you know, the full effect of the fruit notes and the power of the oak. But what we have in front of us is an 8 year weeded from one of those Kelvins, and it is just fantastic.
Yeah, I really like the proof on this too, with it being 132.1 proof. I think it's right in that sweet spot where there's enough heat, but it's not over the top.
Yeah, it's definitely warming, but it's not alarming. And I think that that's kind of, like you said, it's a sweet spot. I want something to feel full power, but not overpowered. And I think that that's, you know, you bottle it when it's right. And there are some things that drink perfect at 140 proof, and there's some that drink perfect at 105. And determining where and when that is really what makes the craft a craft.
For sure.
And so go check out Shot ABC, Simpsonville Boiling Springs, and State Spirits. And I think if you're listening in the Low Country, Big T's Liquors in Goose Creek, Aria, our good friend Aria down there, has some of this as well. He picked it up and heard that we were dropping another barrel in South Carolina, and so he had to have some. But go check them out, support them, thank them for supporting us. That's huge. You send barrels all over the country, and it's awesome. It's cool that we've sent things to San Francisco and San Jose, and we've sent barrels to Michigan, but it means a lot more when we send barrels to Simpsonville.
Yeah.
And that's really big for us. I want you guys to please, if you listen into this, go by and support Peter. Tell him that Dan and Mike are awesome, that you love the show, that you're there because you're interested in learning about the whiskey, and just thank them for supporting us, because it is huge to be able to have our product stay local. And the big thing about OZ Tyler is it was owned by a company in Charleston. So this was a very local connection to Kentucky. And there were a few brands that really jumped on it right away. And I think that they paid a little bit of a reputation price, and we'll get into that in the next segment. But the ones that really grabbed the best barrels there, and I think that we were fortunate to get some of the best barrels that have come with an OZ Tyler badge on the barrel head. Those brands are really, really, really starting to see the fruits from that, and it's good to see, and I'm very fortunate that we have a bunch of it.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions for us, once again, email us at info@publicbarrel.com. You can catch us on every major podcast platform. It's Unfiltered Access. It's got a little microphone and a Glencairn glass on the logo. And then you can check us out on Facebook at Public Barrel, PublicBarrel.
Unfiltered Access is brought to you in part by Capsulite. Taking care of your health is so important, and Capsulite is a great way to give your liver a boost before enjoying any adult beverages. Unfiltered Access listeners get an exclusive 30% off at CAPSULYTE.com with code UNCUT30. CAPSULYTE.com with code UNCUT30. Enjoy responsibly, and let Capsulite make your next morning more enjoyable as well.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access, the show that lifts the veil on the whiskey industry.
Welcome back to this week's installment of Unfiltered Access, the show that gives you an inside look at the whiskey industry. I'm your host, Michael.
I'm Dan.
And we are ready, I believe, for a question of the day.
Share your thoughts and your whiskey. This is the Liquid Ministry question of the day.
This week's Liquid Ministry question of the day, of course, sponsored by our friends over at Liquid Ministry. Go over there. It's liquidministry.com, LiquidMinistry.com. And go and get some of the most premier sample kits, sample bottles, and accessories for your whiskey on the market. And they produce these really nice little 1 and 2 ounce measured sample bottles with lids that actually seat down on like Boston rounds. And it's a really good way for you to decant your whiskey bottles and to share them with others and take them on planes. And it's a really, really nice way to really share your special whiskey with others without having to haul, you know, big bottles around. And the one thing that's we never really talk about it, but the one thing really good about Liquid Ministry bottles is they all come pre-sanitized, pre-washed. So you don't have to introduce any moisture into the small sample bottles when you fill them up. So definitely go check them out. Tell Nax, Mel, and Justin that Mike and Dan sent you, and support that little company out of Florida. And they are really, really good supporters. So big shout out to them. But the question of the day, we actually got that, was it this morning, I think?
Yeah, definitely this week.
On Discord. And they were asking about the Terrapure process when we were talking about Ozzie Tyler. And so the question was what is the Terrapure process? And was, you know, did that happen after barreling? So Terracentia Corporation was based out of Charleston, and it was a lab is what it was. They had an ultrasonic process to purify, basically they were purifying free radicals out of whiskey that normally would take years and or decades to dissolve based on barrel expansion and contraction with the seasons. And so they were able to come up with an ultrasonic process that would flocculate those out of the liquid, which basically flocculation is it takes the free solids and settles them out of it. So they were able to separate those from the remaining liquid. And so they patented the process, trademarked Terracentia Corporation. The gentleman's name was Orville Tyler, so O-Z Tyler. And they patented the process, and then they bought the Old Medley Distillery in Owenton, Kentucky. And they started the Ozzie Tyler Distillery with the head distiller, Jacob Call. And the misconception at the start was all the barrels were labeled Ozzie Tyler Kentucky Bourbon Whiskey, and then they had the Terrapure logo on them. So everybody thought that this whiskey was... The idea behind the Terrapure process was that it was supposed to be rapid aging of the whiskey, that it would taste older than it actually was. That was true, and it wasn't true. The goal was not to release 2-year whiskey and make it drink like a 5-year whiskey. The goal was to make your 2-year whiskey as refined as a 5-year whiskey so that the longer it aged, it would be continually better. And so they Terrapured a lot of the White Dog off the still. Not all of it, but a lot of it. And a lot of it just stayed in the barrel, just as normal Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey would. And at 7, 8, 9 years old, it gets really magical. And it drinks exceptional. And the whiskey is truly, truly special at those ages. And the young stuff drinks young, just like any normal whiskey would. Now, it doesn't taste as volatile. Doesn't taste as like we've tried some of the young stuff, and it doesn't taste as solvent and chemical forward as a lot of young new make does. Mm-hmm. And that's really the difference. It's not there was nothing like they weren't trying to pass off 2-year bourbon as 12-year bourbon and muddy the quote unquote name of bourbon. It is there are some whiskey purists, and I might actually be one of them, that believe that the Bottled and Bond Act and the federal classification of bourbon being one of the first consumer protection acts in the United States is actually kind of like hallowed ground, and we shouldn't adulterate that. And I'm certainly of that mindset, but this wasn't what that is. This is kind of like the Lincoln County process on steroids. And it was a way to make the White Dog better, and they weren't given enough time to really see it through to see what the end process would be before they folded.
Yeah. I have a question for you on that. So with it being in Charleston, do you think the climate had anything to do with the aging.
So the barrels weren't aged in Charleston. The only two barrels that we know of that were aged in Charleston are the two that we had.
Oh.
Those are the only two that were documented to be aged in Charleston. The rest of them were all in Kentucky. So this was, so our Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey was transferred from Owenton, Kentucky to Charleston in 2019. And those are the only two barrels that spent extended aging time in Charleston.
Maybe that's why they're the best.
It could be. The you know, I say that, but Striped Pig Distillery in Charleston bought a bunch of it and has it aging along the Cooper River, and some of those barrels are just midnight black. And I've had them. They're not overly complex. The barrels that they bought were different lots, and they're good. I mean, they are a really good bit of whiskey, but I wouldn't say that they're particularly notable, the ones that I've had. Now, they might have some stuff that is just like lights out. But I've had some of the stuff that's gotten some fanfare, and it's good.
Yeah.
But the two that we had were actually pulled into the lab at Terracentia, and that's where we bought them from, was from actual Charleston. They weren't at Striped Pig, and they weren't in a rick house somewhere. They were palletized, and they were being stored temporarily back into Kentucky just because that's where probably 90% of the nation's bonded storage is. And so that might be why they're really good. It might also be because they're the two oldest barrels of the two mash bills that we have. That could be part of it. And, you know, there's no 8-year Green River wheat out there yet, or wheated bourbon. And we've got one sitting in front of us, and it is wonderful.
You can find it locally.
Yeah. And certainly no 9.7-year Green River wheated bourbon. And that one's the one that's really cool. That's the only documented barrel from 2016 that's not a rye bourbon. And at least that anybody I've talked to, and I've tried to do my homework on this before speaking about it. So it is kind of hard when, you know, there are certainly people that know. On the 22nd of June, I'm going to Western Kentucky Distilling to actually pick a barrel of Silk Velvet. And I'll ask Jacob when he's there, kind of to get a little bit more backstory about the process and how it was working as OZ Tyler under the ownership of the Charleston Labs. But, you know, whether or not he tells me the full story or whether or not he even knows is to be determined. But all we know is that the whiskey is really good. And it's just finally starting to hit its heyday. I think Short Barrel was one of the few companies that really got out ahead of it and decided that that was going to be what they were going to hang their hat on. And they released it too young. You know, when we were there, they had a bunch of OZ Tyler single barrels, and they were fine.
Yeah, I remember we were on the way to Detling, I believe, mm-hmm. right? And, I wasn't overly impressed with it. I just thought it needed more time. Like, yeah. Not that the whiskey was bad. It's just like, it's kind of like an undercooked meal. Like, it needs to be, it just needs more time. Yeah,
it just hasn't married yet. And it needs more barrel. It needs more time. It needs more temperature. It needs more, just maturity is really all it is. And I think it's just now finally starting to hit its sweet spot. And I really can't imagine how good these barrels are going to be at 12 or 13 years old, some of them. But I will tell you, those Kelvin Char 4s are very intense oak, and they might hit a cliff. They might fall off a lot faster than you would hope.
Yeah, and we actually have one of our Ivy Mountains chilling on one of those barrels too.
Yeah, we do actually.
Two of them.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
We need to revisit that because it's been a few months. I wonder what they taste like now.
It's probably been longer than that, hadn't it?
I think I mean,
February, probably.
Yeah, January, February.
Yeah, geez. Yeah, we need to get back into that. I'm very excited about that whiskey and the prospect of it getting to 8 years old. We'll be back after these messages.
Wine Express in Five Forks has the upstate's largest selection of whiskey. From craft to ultra rare to an unrivaled selection of exclusive single barrels, including many from the hosts of Unfiltered Access. If you're looking for that hard-to-get allocated release, they have that too. And every point you spend adds up to reward your loyalty. If it's available in South Carolina, you'll find it at Wine Express Five Forks.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access, the show that lifts the veil on the whiskey industry.
Welcome back to Unfiltered Access, the show that gives you an inside look at the whiskey industry. I'm Dan.
I'm Michael.
And this week, Michael, we have a few barrels being bottled, and actually one of them might be a rum hailing from Barbados.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was really good when we got into it last. So we threw some sugar maple in it to work it along a little bit and give it some character, and it was really good, and hoping that, you know, it's only enhanced it since then.
Yeah, and it's in one of the well barrels too.
The Wood Hat barrels.
That's right, Wood Hat.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's in some Wood Hat experimental. These were experimental back when it was distilled in 2015, 2016, the Wood Hat barrels. They're ISC, which is Independent Stave Company out of Missouri, 72-month air-cured Chicopin oak, which Chicopin is a widespread southeastern oak species of white oak, but it does impart a little bit of a unique flavor to the barrel, most notably heavier baker spice notes than typical American white oak. But it was 72-month air-cured, which means all of the water-soluble tannins had been washed out of the staves, so the oak notes on it are just truly just saturated baker spices. And then they were wave stave with toasted heads. And so when they do a wave stave, what they're doing is they're pitting the inside of the staves to get more surface area of oaked liquid. And so the whiskey that came out of those, the Wood Hat barrels, are phenomenal. And then we had this sitting there, this barrel sitting there, and we were going to throw whiskey into them at some point, which would be a very sensible thing to put into a whiskey barrel. But then we wound up getting these totes from Terracentia, which, you know, from the lab at OZ Tyler. And Barbados rum was one of the totes that I got. And it, at the time, it was 151 proof, and now it's in the, 130 range?
Yeah, I think 131, 132.
Yeah, when you get that high a proof out of a tote, it's highly volatile. And so you stick it in wood, and it's going to do all sorts of weird things. And those barrels are really close to the ground. So it's you know, the higher proof you get, the more volatile the interaction with the oak and the environment. And so they've gone down in proof, but I don't think, to the dismay of anyone, the way that they drink is just a delight. And so so we can get into those. We've got some bottles for it. I need to get the labels printed. And then we got bottles for a 250th anniversary barrel that we're doing for, what do they call the, is it, what's the 250th? Quincentennial or something like that. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. That would be the 500 year probably, but I don't know. Whatever the 250 year anniversary of the United States is, that we have a really cool label to commemorate that, and it's actually going to be a sister barrel to this Charles Attax barrel, probably a little bit more wood and a little bit less fruit, but a little bit, you know, I'm going to search for something that's going to be in an extreme balance, whereas this one's just yummy. Mm-hmm. I want something that's really high on balance.
Yeah, full transparency, that was going to be that barrel until Correct. We saw the char, and
tried the char, and we're like, okay, this has
and we
purpose.
Had the Charles Attax label already ready to go and printed, so we're like, let's just swap them and
the
we'll
whiskey,
figure it out later.
The whiskey always tells you if you're listening, and yeah. And we've gotten lucky sometimes. It screamed it to us of, hey, I'm ready, this is the thing. Like that Year of the Dragon barrel from Ivy Mountain, when we were drinking it told us right away that we needed to bottle it, and then we actually did. We bottled it the same day that we got the barrels open, and this was the same thing. This the whiskey behaved differently than what we expected, and we already had a label, and I was going to have to isolate that other barrel, and this was a perfect, it's just kismet. So so now we've got to pick and bottle the other one, but we're waiting on glass. You'd be shocked at how fast you can run through a pallet of glass,
especially when you double oak bourbon and the yields are in the 200s.
God, this smells good. This smells very Brown-Forman.
Yep. So we've moved over to Guess That Pour. So I've poured something for Dan. The show or the segment that does not have a sponsor. So
yeah, if you want a sponsor, yeah, info@publicbarrel.com. Send us an email. Tag us on Facebook. Tag us on Instagram. Send us a DM. We would love for you to sponsor this segment. And we'll even let you sponsor the pour, too. We'll let you send us whiskey, you know?
Yeah.
But we will we'll continue doing this, and whether or not we get a sponsor, but we would love to have your sponsorship. So info@publicbarrel.com. God, this smells... It really does smell Brown-Forman to me. And
we're throwing it back. I'm going to put it that way.
Doesn't taste Brown-Forman.
It's not Brown-Forman.
Wow. It's got like a strawberry note. It almost would feel Buff Turkey to me.
I would be a little shocked if you got this. I'm not going to lie. But it's,
I don't think it is.
It's not Buff Turkey.
Is it double oaked?
Nope.
It's bourbon.
It is.
I would say it's Kentucky bourbon.
It is.
I would squarely put this...
We haven't had anything from them in a while.
Yeah, I would put this... I don't think it would be Beam.
It's not Beam.
Could be Heaven Hill, but I don't think so.
It's not Heaven Hill.
I don't know that it's old enough for Bardstown, but it could be.
It's not.
Yeah. flavor profiles. I don't.
It's not turkey.
It could be turkey, but I don't think it's got the color. So I'm gonna guess.
It's turkey. Yeah. Turkey.
Yeah. It doesn't. It drinks.
Now that bottle's been open for a little while.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's a. It's not a dusty by any means, but. It's actually...
This isn't Desert Island Dram, is it?
It is.
Oh, my gosh. I should have got that off the rip. I was like, this thing is so good, but it's not super dark.
Yeah, so Desert Island Dram was this week's Guess That Pour, which was from Liquor Point over in Moore, South Carolina. I believe you picked that one.
I did pick this one.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know that Bruce was too happy about that, too, because... if you're very appreciative of the experience and you make it well known that you are an avid fan of the product that you are there to pick, you can sometimes manipulate the barrel selection that you have to pick from, and not by saying, oh, I want the oldest or the highest proof or whatever. That's not going to get you there. It is. I really love X about this bottle, and I really love X about this one, and I buy this one specifically for this. I would love something kind of in that line. And these are the notes that I've had on this single barrel, and these are the notes I've had on this one. And you can kind of point in the direction of something very specific. When you do that, instead of feeling or sounding like a pretentious jerk, you sound like a fanatic, and they love fanatics. And so, so that's how you guide that conversation. And so... When you're there and you try a few barrels and you're like, oh, these are really good. Or these drink heavily like Tyrone barrels, and I really like what I've had from Camp Nelson E lately. And I think this is a CNE.
A.
CNA, okay. This is a Camp Nelson A. When you have those notes, and God, I picked this thing over 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I haven't had it in at least 2 years. And... When you know those notes, you can kind of steer the conversation. And this was actually slated for another group's set of barrels, and he let us go through those because I was looking for a very specific note. And when we settled on this, it was a like home run. Thank you so much for letting me try it. This is incredible. I really love this barrel.
Awesome.
And it sold out in a heartbeat. So, cheers. We'll get you next week.
Unfiltered Access is brought to you in part by Capsulite. Taking care of your health is so important, and Capsulite is a great way to give your liver a boost before enjoying any adult beverages. Unfiltered Access listeners get an exclusive 30% off at CAPSULYTE.com with code UNCUT30. CAPSULYTE.com with code UNCUT30. Enjoy responsibly and let Capsulite make your next morning more enjoyable as well.
You've been listening to Unfiltered Access, brought to you by Public Barrel.
For more information, visit publicbarrel.com.